Megillah chapter 3, Mishnah 4. This Mishnah is going to talk about now the Torah reading that happens around the time, before Purim and after Purim, around this time. The four special parshas for Maftir, the four special Maftirs that we read. And the first of them is, says the Mishnah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is the month that Purim is in, so if the Rosh Chodesh of Adar falls on Shabbos, then Korin B'Pasha Shkalim, we read the Pasha of Shkalim. And the reason being that on the first of Adar, the announcement was made regarding the shekel that had to be given. So we read the Pasha of Shkalim if the first of Adar falls on Shabbos. Chalios B'Soicha Shabbos, if it falls in the middle of the week, meaning if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in say Tuesday or Wednesday, Makdimin L'Sha'avar U'Mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheris, then what we do is we read the Pasha of Shkalim before Rosh Chodesh. And then the following Shabbos we'd have a break. We wouldn't read any of the special Maftirs. And then we'd carry on as follows. B'Shnia, on the second Shabbos, there would be a special Haftorah reading of Zachor. Now, Zachor is the Pasha that, remember what Amalek did to you, and it's appropriate at this time of year by Purim, because Haman was from Amalek, and there's the mitzvah to blot out the memory of Amalek, blot out the memory of Haman. And therefore, we would read the Pasha of Zachor also at this time, which would be around Purim time. B'Shlishis, on the third week, and the third Shabbos, we would read the Haftorah of Paraduma, of the red heifer. And this would be, we're now approaching Nisan. Pesach is in Nisan, and people would need to cleanse themselves from impurity, and they would use the waters of the red heifer. So that we would read the Pasha of Red Heifer on the third Shabbos in order to remind people to start thinking about that they're going to have to cleanse themselves from impurity in order to come up to the temple enter the temple. They have to be pure. Berevis, on the fourth Shabbos, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, we read the Pasha, the Maftir of this month will be for you the beginning of months, which is talking about the month of Nisan, and that's why we would read that fourth, because it is now approaching the month of Nisan. Then says the Mishnah, Bechamishis Chozrin Lechsidran, on the fifth week, we return to the normal order of Maftir, and there's no further special Maftirs read at that time. Lekol Mafsikin, and then says the Mishnah, we always break Baroshe on a normal Shabbos. The Maftir of the Shabbos is changed for the following. Barosh Chodashim, if it's Rosh Chodesh, then there's a special Maftir. B'Chanukah, on Chanukah there's a special Maftir. B'Purim, and on Purim there's a special Maftir. And then while we're on the topic, B'Tanyas Mamados, on a Monday or a Thursday, if it's a fast day, or it's the people involved are from the Mamados, that were the 24 groups that were designated to take part in the temple service or to pray and read from the Torah, so they wouldn't read the normal Monday or Friday reading. They would instead read the special reading either for the fast day or for their Mamados that they were required to read. And then Ubi Yom HaKippurim, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then the Torah reading would be changed in order to accommodate the Torah reading of Yom Kippur. So that's the changes that would happen based on these different events to the Shabbos Maftir.